Time for Stargazer. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this is our weekly update of what's happening in our island skies and the world of astronomy. We've got Christopher Phillips on the line, as usual, from the Emilo Astronomy Center in Hilo, our official connection to the Mauna Kea Summit Research Community. Hey, Christopher, aloha. What are some of the things we're going to be looking at this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, Stargazers, we have three planets in our island skies during sunset. We have Jupiter, Mars, and Saturn. They will be setting a little later as the week goes on. And this time of the year, we get an awesome view of the very center of the Milky Way galaxy. It will be towards the south, just above the horizon.
That's something to look for. And I hear we have a satellite pass.
Yeah, this week, your challenge is to spot the International Space Station. It will be passing over the islands on Thursday. It will begin its pass at around about 9:09 p.m. from the west to the southwest.
And we have news this week from Christopher on asteroids.
That's right. So NASA has funded 18 different proposals that will design a mission to capture a small near-Earth asteroid and bring it into orbit around our own moon. This ambitious plan is just the first step towards humanity being able to harvest asteroids for their resources in the future.
So Christopher, why would we want to capture an asteroid?
Well, there are two very good reasons why we want to do this. Firstly, planetary defense. Asteroids pose a real danger to our planet, and a catastrophic impact with a large object could put an end to all life on Earth. Our ability to successfully capture or redirect an asteroid could mean the difference between life and death for all the species of planet Earth. Now, a second reason for wanting to do this is also linked to our survival and the well-being of our planet. These days, we hear all the time about how we should be more sustainable. We should recycle and reuse because we are running out of resources. Well, it just so happens that the answer to all of our material woes here on the Earth lies right above our heads.
What do you think the value could be in just one of them?
Just one asteroid can contain trillions of dollars worth of precious metals, minerals, and even valuable ices, such as water, hydrogen, helium, and so on. If we can capture these asteroids, we can mine their resources and harvest this bounty between the worlds.
We appreciate the heads up. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Dave.
You are quite welcome. Christopher Phillips, Emilo Astronomy Center in Hilo. And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next time here for Stargazer.